Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, by the way. I want to talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about liberty and entrepreneurship and the relationship between those two. I love what Ralph Waldo Emerson said, what he wrote, I should say, in The Fortune of the Republic. He was talking about America's founding, and he said, "We began with freedom." I love that passage. You've heard me say it, but talk about it before. It's in my 4th of July message. We began with freedom, indeed. But my friends, that freedom didn't become useful. It wasn't something that we could actually employ until the founders converted it into liberty. And it lasts only as long as you and I, the stewards of this generation and the stewards of the following generations, it lasts only as long as we protect it and defend it and maintain it. Freedom, as to use the word of Ralph Waldo Emerson, freedom really, if you think about it, is a state of mind that anybody can assume. But liberty is different. Liberty is a contract you and I bestow upon and expect from each other. Liberty is a contract we bestow upon and expect from each other. And from that contract, American entrepreneurship was born as the child of liberty. Liberty and entrepreneurship have a very interesting symbiotic relationship. You can have, think about this, folks, you can have liberty without entrepreneurship. Plenty of countries in the world have liberty, but they don't have entrepreneurship. Not really, not thriving entrepreneurship. But you can't have entrepreneurship without at least some liberty, at least tacit liberty. But while liberty as a human ideal is much older, much more primordial than entrepreneurship, the latter has a political advantage that comes in handy in some places on planet Earth. Entrepreneurship, sometimes in some parts of the world, entrepreneurship can be handier than liberty. For example, in China, if you want to pursue liberty as a foundation to entrepreneurship, it's going to be difficult. It might even be dangerous. Think about that. If you declare that you want to pursue liberty, true liberty, that contract I talked about earlier, in China, you might have a problem with that. But since it's not typically seen as a political statement, engaging in entrepreneurship, even as a veiled precursor to liberty, might work in China. It does work in China. It's more practical and it's safer. Consequently, outside of the United States, outside of America, it is possible, sometimes even necessary, for the child, entrepreneurship, to proceed and flourish ahead of the parent, liberty. Such is the case in Afghanistan, but only for women. You know, I mentioned in the previous segment, and as a reminder, that about 3 or so weeks ago, I was in Washington, D.C., at the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women conference that they call Peace Through Business, or I should say the conference was in support of their Peace Through Business program, where they bring in women from Rwanda and Afghanistan and help them understand how to become entrepreneurial, teach them, train them, support them, encourage them to become entrepreneurial. By the way, that website is IEEW.org. So while I was there, I met many women, but the one I was the most impressed with, and I interviewed her on this show, you may remember, an Afghan woman who is a wife, a mother of three children, small children, and she's an entrepreneur. Her name is Freshta Hazik, and she founded the only woman-owned printing company in Afghanistan's capital city of Kabul. In America, Freshta would be celebrated. Imagine that. She founded a printing company that's successful, that's doing business. In America, we would celebrate that here, wouldn't we? In Afghanistan, her business has been sabotaged and her life has been threatened. And the reason? Because she competes against men. The entrepreneurial desire to create a business that could provide a living for a family actually promotes liberty without a political declaration. Think about that. I'm just starting a business. I just want to feed my family. There's nothing political about that, but it is very entrepreneurial. And over time, in countries like Afghanistan, as the ideals and values of entrepreneurship acquire critical mass, as they develop, as they flourish, the ideals and the values of entrepreneurship, I believe it will be discovered that liberty has flourished right alongside that entrepreneurship and on the foundation of entrepreneurship. In America, we began with freedom and we forged it into liberty, and it gave birth to entrepreneurship. Freedom, then liberty, then entrepreneurship in America. In Afghanistan, especially if you're a woman, entrepreneurship first, and it will give birth to liberty. But like America's in our own revolution, it will come at a high price. And why is Freshta willing to pay this price? Because she has a daughter. Think about this, folks. Think about the powerful and symbiotic relationship between liberty and entrepreneurship. Sometimes liberty comes first, followed by the child entrepreneurship. Sometimes, when there are political challenges, entrepreneurship has to carve its own way, and in the wake of that, as a result of entrepreneurship, liberty can flourish. Whatever it takes, isn't it amazing how the human spirit creates these things, creates liberty out of freedom and liberty out of entrepreneurship? Going to take a quick break. It's 19 after. Almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.